Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Veterans Talk with your vet friend, PJ Priscilla Jones, discussing yet another golden nugget of the VA system. Now, I don't know if you've heard the latest, but the word on the street is that we're supposed to be getting an increase of 6.2% on our veterans benefits for 2022. I've seen this informal announcement on the web, browsers like Google Chrome and all, my news feed on Google News for Department of Veterans Affairs, and even on YouTube. It might be on other social media platforms that haven't been mentioned yet, but ladies and gentlemen, the press is going wild. In the past few years, our cost of living increase, or COLA as it is more popularly known, has been measly and paltry, over 1% to 1.6% increase. Two times, in my own recollection, we also received a freeze pay at 0%, which meant we were receiving the same pay, no change for that following year. I believe last year our increase was 1.6%, which probably came to under $25 for most of us per month, or if you want to put it towards the year. With the hype surrounding this whopper of an increase, my question is this. Should we believe wholeheartedly this is what we're going to receive? I wouldn't put all my hope in this. Don't get me wrong, I'm with you. I would love to see a bulk up in my monthly check too. With gas prices rising, food items costing more, and in between COVID-19 and the Delta variant pandemic, we all need a permanent boost. Medical bills, medicine itself, cost a lot of money for those that pay out of pocket. Well, thank you, Mr. President, for the COVID-19 checks, but let's be real. It did help for the short term, and now we're back to where we're at, a monthly check of whatever your rating amount is. Officially, no one will know what Congress decides, but the announcement officially happens within the third week of October, between the 20th and the 31st of this year, which, according to this recording, which will be next month. So, while the internet and social media is ablaze with their information, calculating what you'll get, and getting you all excited, just be aware also, that it may be more than what's projected, or it may be less than what is projected. It's based on the consumer price index, and the government uses a formula using this here CPI, which is consumer price index. And they made that to determine what your COLA or our COLA adjustment is going to be. Usually it's tied to Social Security's monthly payments. But being that it also affects payments on a government level across the board, any freeze or increase, okay, trickles down to veterans' benefits. Namely, the disability compensation, education benefits, dependent education, special monthly compensation, and others not known and listed, railroad retirement benefits for those outside of VA, Social Security income, or SSI, and Social Security disability income, which veterans, you could also apply if you haven't done that yet. You can also apply for those, and you are very well qualified to receive them, as well as your disability compensation and your other compensations as well. I myself usually tune in closely to either CNN or my local news station to hear anything concrete or see anyone addressing it in the ticker below the news anchor. That's way there's no speculation as to what the percentage increase will be. They deliver the message from Congress. So I hope that an increase that size is for real. One time when I was working in the federal government in the late 1990s, one year it was told that we were going to get a 2.8% increase. It was the water cooler talk of the office. Until we got the official word that it was officially 2.1% increase. a lot of deflated joy happened, and the reality settled in once we got our first check with the new increase amount in the following year. Normally, sorry for giggling, but you can just imagine, you know, how you feel like anticipating something so hyped up, and then you finally, when you got the official word, it's not what you anticipated at all. Okay, case in point. Normally, once it's been officially announced, government agencies don't post the following year's salary or compensation until late November or mid-December on their respective websites. That's just a little heads up for you. Anyone who is a recipient of Social Security will get notices in their mailbox the dates before their benefits are in their direct deposit accounts. So I've also noticed that there are some discrepancies on the web being reported that we're to get more or less than 6.2%. Now, hear me out. Some people say 6.1, some people say 6.2 or more. And being whatever your your media source is, it will give you various numbers. Okay? But that's all just speculation right now. It's August. Well, now it's September, friends. Sorry. And just remember, nothing's for sure or certain until the official announcement appears through your local or cable news network. That's the primary reliable source to me, in my opinion, that I typically go to believe whatever the raise will be. Also, if you're interested in knowing how the government calculates the projected increase, there are a plethora of websites that would contain that information. And if you're like me, I just don't care. I don't mean that. I mean, I just care about what the increase will be and what will my new amount be in the new year. You understand? So that's all I have to say about that. We have other things and matters going on in this world that really decides, you know, what we're going to do and how we're going to live and how we're going to manage and how we're going to budget in the next coming few months into our new year. So until then, this is me, Priscilla Jones, signing out, and I will talk with you again later. Bye-bye.